Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is GK Nyambura, but you can call me Nyambuzi only because I'm the goat. Hi, guys. It's been so long since I last came on here. Has it? Actually, I'm folding my clothes. I think I should close my house windows so that you can hear me better. Just a second. Wow, that really makes a world of difference, that window. And there's one more open, but I doubt it does anything to my sound. Hi, how have you been? I've been great. I'm just folding my clothes, trying to get my life together. I thought this would be a great, perfect way to try and like spend my time while I fold my clothes and just like hang out with you and tell you a little something that I just discovered recently about myself. So this year, I think I've learned so many things about myself, and I've gotten to know myself so deeply, and it's so accidental. Or my frontal lobe is actually coming together and I'm growing up. That could also be a reason why. But I feel like I'm taking life lessons a lot more seriously right now, and I'm listening to people's advice a lot more. In my earlier 20s, I was a bit hard-headed and I just would like dismiss people based off of what I thought I knew. But I've come to accept that I don't know everything. I don't know everything, and people around me might have gone through something that I will be going through in the future, or that I've already experienced and are currently going through, you know? So it's nice to hear their takeaways and what they have to say. And so as I've grown into the new year, I know it's March and I'm still calling it a new year, but it's still a new year for me. I feel like I have just been trying to get to hear what other people are saying. I've been shutting up and letting people talk, and I've been listening, and I've been learning so much as a result. I just realized that accountability is really, really major for me. Like, I need and expect accountability. And so most of the times that I've been broken, heartbroken, I have just needed a sorry. I sat and thought about like all the things that I've gone through and like all the heartache I've ever gone through in my life. And I just realized that if this motherfuckers who broke my fucking heart were in the slightest way remorseful, even for a bit, I would be okay. I would have been okay. And I know it's not okay for me to kind of like expect accountability from people, because that's something that they have to learn along the way. But it's just really become such a fucking deal breaker for me when you can't sit back and look at things from other people's perspectives and understand that you've hurt them and probably try and apologize or something. That really has, God, I think about constantly about boys especially who've done me wrong, and I'm like, God, if this nigga literally just said sorry, I'd have left so, wow, so like peacefully, so a lot less hurt and all of that. But people don't really tend to be accountable for things that they've done. And that's something I've realized I'm very, very proficient in. And I struggle when someone else is unable to be accountable. God. And I had like a good cry. I had a revelation one night in the club at night, like in the bathroom, where I was just peeing and thinking about all the times I've been hurt. I was just thinking, gosh, I'm so happy right now. I was like, oh my God, I'm so fucking happy this moment. And I got overwhelmed by how happy I was. I started crying. And I was like, why was I even ever sad? And I realized that I'm not even like a reactive person. I really just need a sorry. Oh my God, that really hit me like a hammer. Because also, for those who are new here, I had a really tumultuous relationship with my parents, especially when I got to high school and uni. So my relationship with my parents only became great in 2020. And they both just apologized. And I can assure you right now, there's not a single thing. There's not even a single shred of hatred towards them. There's nothing about, there's not even a single shred of doubt that they love me. Because we made things right and they were sorry and I was sorry. And we all apologized to each other and we've all been acting better since. And so, judging from my parents and knowing how old they are, and you know, it's really hard to teach an old dog new tricks. But I did get to teach my parents how to apologize. And every now and then when we wrong each other or step on each other's toes, we're quick to apologize and to forgive. But like, we don't expect forgiveness, but we give it, we dish it. We are compassionate with each other. We love one another. We show up for each other and we're constantly in communication about things that make us feel some type of way. And we've also really worked on our delivery of things. So if my mom wants to tell me like I didn't do the dishes nowadays, she'd just be like, Nyambura, why didn't you do the dishes? You didn't do the dishes. I think you should do the dishes. And I do the dishes. Like, it's not a what the hell is wrong with you type thing. You know how moms are. Imagine, it's been so long, I forget how African mothers scold. I've not been scolded in so long because there's just so much love and we all understand where we've been and how hurting each other has broken us apart before. And so we don't do that. We are so happy. We are so in love with each other and everything that each one of us is doing in the family as a unit. As you know, I'm an only child. So it's just us three. And when we meet, when we go to dinners, when we go to like family events, when we hang out at home with the cat, who is pregnant, by the way, my cat is gonna have little kitties and I'm so happy about that. We just sit around one another in love and harmony and talk about the progress of our lives and all of that. I remember my dad became a dean sometime a couple years back and I didn't know for like the longest. I was like, so everyone knows my dad is the dean, but I don't know that. That's insanity. What the hell? But like, now I know everything immediately. We are so happy for each other constantly. And so I've learned that accountability is something that I am very particular on when I'm looking for friends and when I'm hanging out with my friends, because the friends I have now are really, they're aware that mistakes happen, but they're also very aware that this is something we can talk about and actually reconcile on. And I'm so grateful for that. So that's one lesson. The other lesson is, what did I learn? God, am I forgetting? Sorry, I'm getting distracted by the pile of clothes that I have. I also learned that I'm more independent than I thought I was. I actually thought I was such a depending on my parents kind of girl. Obviously, my dad is Kikuyu, guys. He will never not come through for me. This just ain't that kind of party. This is just that kind of party. Like, yeah, I saw a tweet that said Kikuyu girls have so much pride because they know when it comes to their dads, because they know their dads always come through for them. Oh, bro, my father always. So like, I thought that, oh my God, if anything happens to me, I'm definitely gonna call my parents. And so I'm going through this and that. A lot of the battles I grew up fighting also, like when it came to like school and there was like a school case and everything, I'd come home and cry and my mom would be like, what's wrong? And then the next day she'd come to school. Yeah, I grew up in that kind of household. So I was very dependent on my parents, which I'm very grateful for. And I'm very happy that I get to have that kind of relationship with my parents. Although it was very rocky when I was younger, I'm older now and I love them endlessly and we are perfect for each other. I want them to be my parents in my next life. So, what was I saying? My God, I thought I was more dependent than I thought. What? I thought I was dependent, like constantly. But I went on a trip for 2 weeks and I went to very many countries and I had so much fun and I enjoyed every last minute of existing in those countries. And unexpected differences, unexpected things happened, and I thought, oh my God, panic. I need my mom. No, I actually handled it like an adult. And I know this is crazy coming from like a 24-year-old. But understand, I've been in school most of my life and I've not really had to handle lots of life things. So I'm still yet to understand how like insurances work when it comes to like your parents, because I'm still very much under the care of my parents, which I'm grateful for, and I'll keep saying and I'll keep mentioning. Oh my God, this shit smells so good. Woo! Okay. Something else I've learned this year is that I don't really know men and I need male friendships. Because for me, I'll think, oh my God, he opened the door for me. He's so in love with me. He's obsessed. That's how I think. Can you imagine? Because growing up, I really didn't see men. I was so far sucked into the feminine life and the girl's life. And I was an only child, so not having a brother was not helping. But I didn't really see men. You know how, like, I obviously saw my dad, but he was very, like, you know how men in Kenya are so macho, especially dads. They're just so nonchalant about most things. They're just like cruising through life and everything. So it was really hard for me to see men. I realized even in my classes, I didn't have male friends, which is so insane to me. I grew up with zero male friends. Wow. There's not a single male in this world who could stand up and say we were such good friends that he considered me like a sister or like a best friend or something. I just never got to seeing men like that. And that's like in my formative years. So everything I would have learned about men's emotions and boys' emotions at the time, of course, boys' emotions and how they process things and how they see things, would have probably acted as a shock absorber when I grew up. Because the first male friendships that I got into were when I was an adolescent. And when you know, and you know when you're an adolescent, you're just, your hormones are everywhere. You're horny like 99% of the time. It's insane. And that's sick to say, but it's the truth because I've been there, okay? So I know what I'm saying. You're a virgin, but you're horny as fuck. And that's insanity. That's insane. So like the first male friends that I got in my life were when I was like 16, 17. And they were all just men who were like out to impress me. Boys who were out to impress me. Boys who are just out to like lie to me, write me letters, blah, 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 blah. And I'm not spending time with these boys. They're writing me letters. So mark you that. I also grew up reading hella romance novels, so I'm delusional as fuck. And don't even be blaming me, my English is good as a result. And so, am I sorry for myself to some extent? Will I sit here and sob about it? No, I will not. Instead, I have really been working on my male friendships. I actually just invited my friend to dinner. I hope he pulls up. He's saying he can't drink. And I'm like, who told you about drinking, nigga? Where in the... Oh, he's not coming. Okay, there goes my response. Okay, fine. Anyway, I've really been working on my male friendships. I've been trying to like get to know how they process things, how they understand things, because there's nothing worse than a horny man. A horny man will tell you anything, my love. A horny man will tell you anything just to get to the goods. Can we get to the yams? Sweet yams. Show me the way. Because I got bills to pay. Yeah, a horny man will probably tell you just anything you need to hear so he can get whatever he wants to get. So he can get the goods. He can get to the cookie jar. And yeah, that's. I don't think that's good. I don't think that's a true representation of how men are, honestly. It's okay to be horny, like, it's a common... Sorry, I'm folding clothes if you hear me, like, panting and doing things in the background, because this is an interactive session, and I want to be productive while I create, while I be productive. Oh my God, I'm being double productive? How cool is this? Oh my God, stop. Anyway, so, What else did I want to tell you? So I've learned that I don't really know men, and I just haven't taken the time to understand men. And I'm just really slowly trying to grow my male understanding. I realize my whole life I've been so swamped trying to understand women who have constantly been around me and the same, really. So I need, it's time for me to try out this new genre of human beings. Oh my god, this new genre. Yeah, it's just different species. Is it a different species? I think we're of the same species. We're just male and female. Anyway, so I've learned that I need to understand my male understanding. I need to expand my male understanding. I'm very dominated femininely, mentally. Yeah, I'm mentally colonized by the women. And I don't, am I complaining? Of course not. Women are getting killed every other day. I need to take care of myself. Need to learn the skills. Need to stick with the girls. Need to have male friends who I know can protect me and can come through for me whenever I'm in trouble, which is also another point. I don't have a single male friend, so you best believe I don't know who to call when I'm in serious trouble. And I need to realize and understand this because I'm a human being and I'm growing up in a society. And society is constantly changing. It's a wheel. It keeps like rolling and rolling. And as it rolls, there's moss that grows on it. There's, you know, but a rolling stone gathers no moss. Anyway, listen. So I need a male companion friend who is protective physically. Physically, ask me why. I was in the club someday and some bitch poured her drink on me. And I was like, excuse me. Like, she didn't even say sorry. She didn't do anything. So I was like, excuse me. And I could see she was being a menace because people were holding her back. But did I give a fuck? Of course not. And what goes on to happen in the next couple? I insult her. I'm calling her a bitch. I'm calling her a fucking bitch. The person who's holding her back, he's like, mwelewe, amelewa. And I'm like, bro, I'm drunk. Ati just understand how she's drunk. I'm drunk, nigga. What the fuck? I'm drunk. Do you see me pouring drinks on people and walking past and trying to fight them back? That bitch tried to fight me. So someone was holding her back, so that did not happen. But what's her name? Laura. I told Laura when I went back to the table. Laura is drunk, so she just gets up. She's like, who? Who? And she's pissed. She's ready to throw hands. And I'm like, honey, first of all, I'm the fighter here. Like, if anyone was gonna throw hands here, it's me. I think you should sit your fat ass on the seat and keep drinking your little drink. Because if you start a fight, now I'll actually have to fight. And I'm not in the mood. Let's not do this. This is one of those days I'm wearing mascara. I rarely do. And I don't want it running down my face. Okay? So if we could just let this one go. But she did go and talk to those guys. And they were like, no, please, she's just drunk. And she was like, bruh, I don't give a fuck. That was so fun. Oh my gosh. Anyway, in such a situation, I think I would want a man to stand up for me. And it just made me realize, gosh, where are all the men in my life? You know, I won't go clubbing with my dad. I know I can call my dad when I'm in trouble, like over a long distance. Like if I got a puncture. Okay, I think I would be able to handle that myself. But if I got something like, if I hit something with my car, if I do something trivially meant to be fixed by my dad, he's gonna fix it. But like if I get into a fight, unless it's a police case, my dad is not gonna be any help. So I need like male friends who actually care for women and love women and can see humor in things without really wanting anything erotic. That would be nice. That would be really nice. But I think I'm growing slowly. My male friendships are coming along. And it's great. So I'm happy that I'm aware of these little things that I have collected along my journey this year. It's only March, so I'm sure I'm going to be collecting a lot more very soon. But for now, I think we've come to the end of this episode. I love all of you so much. Thank you for listening. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with all of you. Thank you so much. You guys show me so much love. I think I could read a few responses I got from my last podcast. You too can respond if you're listening from an app called Spotify for Podcasters, I think. Or I think you can also leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Remember to leave me a 5-star review if you've liked this. If you don't like it, you can leave a 1-star. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. I couldn't care less. But like, please give me that 5-star. It will be really nice. It will make me feel warm inside. And that's good for the soul. It's good for us all. Spreading positivity. Be kind. Remember to not ever, 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 ever give dumb bitches your time. Okay? Yeah, not your airtime. On your phone that you bought with hella money? Yeah. No, don't allow that. Okay, bye.